Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? It's certainly fun to say, and it's fun to think about because it sounds mystical and fascinating. You know what it is? It's our personal power. When we combine with other people, we create amazing things. Because I tell my clients and I tell my colleagues, yeah, and my students, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or negative. And there's no inertia. You're always moving either towards someone or away from them or with them. Okay, now let's think about this. Synchronize. When you get to move with someone, you synergize. That's when you synergize. We're never ever inert, right? We never stop moving. We're just kind of going all in different directions. But to be mindful of who we are, then how we are around other people, we empower them to be more. Well, maybe that's better, but it could be worse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, when we're thinking about our personal power, we have emotional energy, we have mental energy, and yes, indeed, we have some physical energy, but we have to know what we're doing and, more importantly, why we're doing it. That's the power of synergy. And you know what? Knowledge is power. When you learn something, you become responsible for what you do with that information. Again, there's no neutral. It's either good or bad. You're either making the world a better or a worse place when you put knowledge into action, when you do things with what you've learned. Okay, well then think about this now. If we're responsible, who are we responsible to? Who are we accountable to? When do we render an accounting? Yeah, no, actually, technology has pretty much taken away our accountability because we don't really have to pay the consequences for the things we say and do with, to each other. If we're not physically with them, well, you know, it's kind of really not happening, is it? Okay, now let's talk about the real stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to be together. I don't care if it's called social media. We're becoming very antisocial because we are not physically together. Words are only 10% of what we convey. We have our tone of voice. We have our volume and pausing. Scent, stress, modulation, gestures, eye contact. We have our personal energy that we are giving to each other. You know what? I'm having a lot of fun these last few weeks. I misplaced my phone. Well, maybe someone stole it. It doesn't matter. The point is, I had no phone for 8 days. Yeah, everything that I do for my company is on my technology. I've been staying in a homeless shelter for the last 3 weeks, catching up with my project. That is my people, the residents of a homeless shelter in Cass in downtown Phoenix. And when I didn't have a phone, what do you think that did to my plans, to my work, to my project? It didn't just slow it down. It stopped it altogether. So that gave me opportunity to finish a book because I didn't have any phone calls. I didn't have any emails. I didn't have any messages, text messages alerting me. So I knew that with my energy, it had to be positive energy in order to be constructive and productive, not only while I was staying at the shelter. Yeah, I stay there. I have a bed in a place called Cass, and I have 80 other women that I'm literally sleeping next to. It's kind of like the military. But when I'm with them, I'm giving them coaching and I'm watching their progress. Yeah, when I finished my book, Till Death Do Us Part, Is Marriage Right for You? I've already given it to the ladies that live there that want that information. I've also given them my other book, The Life Coaching Workbook. Then I have the other book, Embrace Your Nature, about your MBTI, sorry, I'm thinking in Spanish now, the MBTI personality profile. People want to know about their functional order. So having that time just to be with the ladies and the other residents on the campus, men and women can meet and gather and spend time together outside of the building. So when I go to these places and I say, hey, you guys, you want to talk about something? Who wants a free personality profile? Yeah, I'm spending some good quality time with them. Do we need technology? No, not if we're going to synergize. Now, is it a necessary evil? Well, of course it is. So I'm going to say my favorite joke of all time that my teenage son told me. It's called the computer's gender. The Spanish teacher was explaining that in Spanish, words aren't just neutral, where they don't just say the, they say el or la. Words are actually feminine or masculine. So it was an adult class, and one of the male students raised his hand and said, "Is it el computador or la computadora?" And she kind of got this mischievous grin on her face and said, "Well, do you think it's more like a man or a woman?" And he said, "Never mind, I withdraw the question. I'm gonna get myself into trouble if I answer that honestly." And she said, "No, you know what? Let's have some fun with this. Men over there, women over here, let's talk it out. Tell me if you used to think this beautiful machine here is a guy or a gal." And the men looked at each other and they started whispering and nodding and laughing. And they got out a pen and paper and she said, "What are you doing? What are you writing down?" And he said, "Man, you know what? This thing is so female, it practically has breasts. And we got four reasons here already why it's a chick." She said, "Okay, stop. Let's just write. Why don't you go ahead and read your answers to me, the reason why you think it's a woman?" And I said, "Number one, only their creator understands their logic. Number two, they speak a language only they interpret. Number three, they store every mistake you ever make in long-term memory for retrieval. And half your paycheck goes to their damn accessories." And she just looked at the ladies. "I'm drowning, save me." Those are all great reasons. The lady said, "No way. This thing's a guy, and we'll tell you why. We got four good reasons, too. Number one, they don't do anything for you if they're not turned on. Number two, you can give them information all day long, but they're never going to know how to think for themselves. Number three, they claim to solve every problem in your life, but you know what? In real life, when push comes to shove, they're usually the source of the problem. And most importantly, number four, you know, if you had just waited 6 months, you could have had a better one." All right, so here's the thing that we can all agree on. We love to hate our electronic devices, but when it comes to getting quality connections with people, it's time to put the machines down and be together again. So what I wanted to do for my show today, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines when we come back from the break, but I want everyone to think now about what you believe about coming together with people. When there's an actual problem, my son calls me a shrink in denial because I'm a life coach. And I say, no, I teach people how to score in the game of life by giving them strategies and equipment and the support and encouragement to really win, not only have that goal in your view, right, in focus, and have a game plan of how to get there, but also have the volition, the strength, the endurance to actually reach that goal. Sometimes I just don't agree with the mental health industry because they like to label people as mentally ill. And I hate the pharmaceutical industry in this country because they love to pump people full of drugs. What I've spent a lot of time these last few weeks at the shelter doing is explaining people's personalities to them in their functionality. When you know that what you're doing, you know what? It's not quite the right thing. Well, what's the problem? I always say it's one of four problems, right? There's ignorance, genuinely not having accurate information. There's indifference, not caring because you're disconnected or detached in some way. There's impotence, which is not having the authorization, the power to do what needs to be done, or incompetence, not being trained to effectively carry out what you know in your mind to be the accurate information. So, ignorance, indifference, impotence, or incompetence. When I'm helping these people at the shelter get their lives together and improve not only the circumstances that they're in by getting out of the shelter, but also the condition of their mind and heart by having accurate and beneficial information. Again, if we know that there's no neutral energy, ask yourself when you are around people and you spent a good time with them, when they walk away from you, are they better or are they worse? They are never going to be the same. Do you want to learn? Do you care about making other people around you better? with your good, positive, healthy energy, because when you do, who they are in the world when they walk away from you makes the whole world a better place. So when I teach people about personalities, five different people could come to me with the exact same problem or challenge or question, and I would give them very different answers based on their personal profile. Okay, so we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. You can go ahead and ask me any question about relationships. So I'm going to be covering a lot of different topics. If what you want to know isn't what I'm talking about at the moment, that's okay, because my producer is an amazing guy and he'll be answering the phones. He'll let me know who you are. And again, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, relationship and life coach. I've been in practice for about 22 years. And yeah, I've had a lot of experiences in my practice with the different clients. But I spent some time. 4 years ago, I actually went to a place called CAS, Central Arizona Shelter Service. One night, I just didn't have my hotel room and I couldn't get access to my credit card because some fraudulent activity had gone on. I called my husband back in Washington and I said, "Sorry, baby, I got to go to a shelter." He said, "What?" I said, "Please, it's just a shelter. Calm down. It's a bed, it's on the floor. It couldn't be that bad." Yeah, it was pretty heinous. It was pretty horrible. If you want to call in and ask me a question separate from what I'm talking about, please feel free. The number is 888-627-6008. But this is what happened. When I actually went there, the building was disgustingly filthy. The bathrooms had blood and vomit and urine and feces. Living conditions were very, very unsanitary. And what scared me the most was the security guards and the staff abused, emotionally and verbally abused the people who were sleeping on the ground. And it wasn't even a mattress, it was a plastic wrapped in something, I don't know what. And they didn't give him a blanket, they give you a sheet. Okay, so I said to my husband, I said, "Look, I don't know what this is. I gotta stay here. I gotta help these people out. They are emotionally just completely strung out, and they're overwhelmed, and they're depressed, and they're suicidal, and they're all drugged." And he said, "Honey, don't waste your time." I said, "You need to not say that, okay? You're irritating me now because they need my help." And he said, "But they're broke. They're homeless. They're not gonna be able to pay you." I said, "They're the ones who need me the most. And I wanted to take a look and see at what this place was like." Wow, the administration and the management was very corrupt. They were not helping the residents. They literally had a program set up to where they, if you were compliant with the program and policy and procedures, by the time you got a job, you had too much money to qualify for the assisted living that they were offering. Well, okay, so if you got into a place on paper, well, but you didn't make enough money to live there. What? Serious? Okay, so then the food, yeah, it was pretty horrifyingly fecal, right? And very cold, obviously, with no food value, and you didn't really get what you needed. And the bottled water, you know what? Yeah, sorry, you're just kind of out of luck. When I was in the room called Overflow, I told them, I said, "I need something warm. I have epilepsy. I will have a seizure. I need a blanket." And they said, the security guards actually said, "Well, that's not our problem." They punished me. They literally put me by the front door in December overnight. Yes, it's Phoenix, but overnight it gets freezing cold outside. They put me next to the door, propped, both doors open. I ended up having three seizures when I went to the staff and I said, I have an issue with these security guards. They said, well, security is a different company from us. You're going to have to take it up with their supervisors. I said, well, then give me the information. They said, we don't know that. That's not our department. So I went over to the security guards and I said, well, who's your supervisor? And they said, we don't know. I said, yes, you do. And they said, we don't have to give you that information. I said, okay, so can I report you to the shelter because of what you're doing? Some kind of you're not compliant, you're defaulting on your contract, something, whatever it's called. I couldn't even think. I turned stupid. And they said, I don't know. You're just gonna have to figure it out yourself. And I said, okay. So I started living according to getting their jobs and according to getting their housing. And for about 3 months, they gave me the runaround. And my husband said, you need to not help these people because the residents there actually like being miserable. They like being tortured. They like being treated this way. I said, no, they don't. Mijo, you don't understand. This is literally set up to ensure their failure. And so I said, but you know what? I'm very resilient and I'm an INTP, so I'm very smart. I can figure out a way to get this going. And as I was going through the system to try and figure out how to actually see how did it work, I was coaching the people and I was getting the staff members who did not like what was going on my side. I figured out there was something you could call grievances. You could file, you could actually fill out the paperwork. The trick was getting it to the staff member who actually wanted the paperwork and that would get it to the higher ups. So that took me a couple of weeks to figure out. But the residents were watching me going, wow, why do you care so much? I said, because I care about you. And they said, what are you talking about? We're worthless. Everybody hates us. I said, because you're just in a hard way right now. This is really horrible circumstances. And people don't know. Nobody on the outside knows what you're going through. I have a radio show. I can tell my listeners. I have 17,000 connections on LinkedIn. I can tell the people about what I'm doing. If you guys want coaching, I will give it to you for free. They still looked at me and said, we don't understand. What are you doing here? I said, okay, you know what? That's okay. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to believe me yet. Well, some things happened with my family, and I had to fly back up to Washington. They said, see, you're writing us off like everybody else. I said, no, I'm taking care of some things with my family. I'm coming back down to be with you. So, in the last 4 years, I have been going back and forth because I know that the residents there, they liked it when I coached them. They liked it that I was actually filing these grievances and reporting it to the Better Business Bureau and the state of Arizona and the city of Phoenix. And slowly things were getting better. The campus had absolutely nowhere to sit, and the cement was hot, and there was no cover for sitting outside of the building, and they would not let you inside the building. You know what? Now there's covered area, there is the grass, there are chairs and tables outside of the buildings. The entrance way actually has security guards that are smiling and they're nice and they care about you and they talk to you and they listen to you. The staff is friendly and they take your grievances. There is literally a sign in the welcome center that says, pay attention to your energy and how your mood is affecting other people. Oh my God. Okay. How many people told me, first of all, that I was wasting my time because you can't change things like politics, because that's what's pretty much running this place. And the people who live there, they don't want to get better. They like being miserable. And the fact that I'm never going to make any money from doing this, it's actually costing me money to help these people, means that I'm wasting my time. Oh, aren't you sweet? It's an exercise in futility, my friend. No, actually it isn't, because one thing I found out from going back here this last time, yeah, on Thursdays they have karaoke. They actually have someone who comes in with the karaoke machine. They have a television inside cast. They have showers that are separated and they have hot water with their own levers to change the heat. And yeah, and they have filtered water dispensers, okay, all of this stuff going on. Yeah, they're absolutely worth it. And if you take the time to do this, if you take your energy and your resources and you invest them in people that you might otherwise think are either worthless or they genuinely don't want anything better, you might be pleasantly surprised. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'm going to go ahead and talk about a couple different issues, right, that we all face, whether we are in a shelter or in a very large house, in a marriage with the family and a great job. They're common to human existence. And again, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. The number is 888-627-6008. Go ahead and give me a call if you have a question. Again, as a life coach, I've been doing this for 22 years. I give relationship advice in all situations for all kinds of relationships. Sometimes it's social, sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's familial, sometimes it's marital. Everybody needs to get together with people. So what I've been teaching the people in the shelter that I've always taught my clients as well, my full paying clients, along with the people who can't even afford to buy their own food, is the principles of synergy. Now, let's think about it logistically in terms of, let's say, numbers. Let's quantify this. On a scale of 1 to 10, sometimes you are a 10, you're good quality, you've got the strength and the endurance and the ability. And sometimes you're around a 2 or a 3 or a 4. Okay, well, when we come together, when we synergize with people because we synchronize with them, we have different gifts and talents and strengths and abilities. What are you really good at? If you've got someone that you want to get together with and something needs to be done, let's assign who is really good at what needs to be done. And then the other person can facilitate the manifestation of that gift or talent or strength or ability. When you think about it, okay, let's again, the numbers, let's say 3 and 7. I like to use those. When there's a 3 and a 7 and they come together, they don't make 10. They don't add to each other. They don't even make 21 because that's multiplying each other. Synergy is about power, okay, to degrees. 3 to the 7th power. Well, but you say, I'm the 7, right? Let's let me, right? I'll be the 7, I'll be the base, and you're the 3. So you can just be the little power up there in the corner. Okay, but what's 7 to the 3rd power? That's 343. That's a lot better than 21, 343. What's 3 to the 7th power? That's 2,187. So if someone says, well, I'm only a 3, and someone else says, and I'm a 7, you can create strength or endurance to facilitate that ability that will empower someone who might otherwise think, I'm worthless. I don't have anything to offer in the way of ability. But yeah, actually, with the endurance and the strength of the cooperation from the combination of people coming together, because again, their positive energy feeds off of each other when they're together, and it facilitates other people coming in because it will attract them. Again, there's no neutral energy. And so when people feel the good, positive interchange between them, one of two things is going to happen. They are either going to be so toxic that they will be angry at it, they will be repelled by it, Or they'll be drawn to it and attracted to it. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I said to the people who scoffed and who mocked me when I was helping the people at the shelter. I was saying, no, there are good people out there. They really and truly do want to make something better. They're either just ignorant, they don't know, or they're indifferent now because they've been rejected. They're impotent because they're literally oppressed in this place, or they're incompetent because they've never had the chance to learn how to put what they know in their minds to good, effective, successful use. So when I taught people how to get together by being high quality while they were apart, wow, then they could give the support and encouragement that they needed of each other, from each other, to produce all of those really good qualities in physical form. They got jobs, they got homes, they were in relationships. In fact, one of the girls that came into the shelter a couple of days ago, she was fighting with the girls who came just provocational. They were trying to start fights with her. So I kind of just let things settle down a little bit, and I started talking to her, and she just kept saying, "No, and I hate him, and it's just horrible, and I don't care." And I looked down, and she goes, "But I kind of do." I say, "Okay, do so you want my book?" And she said, "Yes, I do." She's one of the funnest people, and she's smart, and she's cute, and she's got this great energy. She goes, "And I know I have all of this potential." I said, "Yeah, you do. You want to hang out?" And so, if you know that you have something, it could be in the way of your positive energy. That could be what someone else needs just to fuel them to go off on their own and take care of something. But then when they come back to you and say, "You know what? I need a shot in the arm, or I need that encouragement, or a certain support to endure, because I'm getting there, but I'm running low. Can you do something to facilitate me?" Yeah, people are very interested in helping. The number again for the station is 888-627-6008. If you're in a relationship that you're like, "You know what? I feel like we have good stuff together. I just don't know how to tap into it, or I don't know what it is. I really want to maximize who I am," or, "You know what? Facilitate them as they maximize who they are in a very, very productive way." It could be getting a job. "You know what? I've been doing something my whole life. No, it's not working for me," pun intended. "I need to do something that's my career. It's got to be my calling." Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you a personality profile. This lady who's actually sleeping next to me, on the next aisle, and she said, "Okay, do you want to figure out who I am?" I said, "Yeah, I have a distinct feeling you might be an intuitive feeler." And when I found out who she was, I said, "Oh my God, you're the same as my daughter. I love this about you." I literally went on and on and on and on for almost 10 minutes of all of the amazing things about herself that she's been hiding for years from everyone in the world and even herself. Now, see, and this is what I tell people. There's a difference between detached from other people and disconnected from yourself. So I'm helping her get reconnected as I'm helping these other ladies, and I'm going to be having some classes in these next few weeks at the library. Getting that good connection with yourself is the first step to synchronicity, to synergizing with the people. If you know who you are and you can confidently say, "This is what I'm good at. You know what? Maybe I need to be the three. Maybe I need to be the seven. Well, you know what? I think today, if I take good care of myself, I can be an eight." Then you can look at other people and say, "But what are your gifts and talents and strengths and abilities? Should we use my ability and your facilitation, or your ability and I can facilitate you?" Knowing what your life is about, what the situation in that life demands in that moment. Then we can talk about the communication to effective connection. Okay, now we're getting to the good, juicy stuff. So, again, the number is 888-627-6008. Or actually, if you can't call in or you're not comfortable with that, you can email thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. For the next half hour or so, I'll be refreshing my email. If you want to pose a question, that's thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. I started out as a life coach, and you know what? Everyone just kept saying, a life coach, that's too general. You have to have a specialty. So about 10 years into it, I thought, what am I good at? Because wait a minute, like when I go to the shelter, I help people with time, money management, weight loss, getting their focus on their career. And I thought, well, gosh, you know what? What is the common element of health and time and money and work? And you know what it is? It's people. Every single situation, people need to learn how to be with people successfully, effectively. If you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Or you can send me an email, thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so when we're talking about getting together with people, again, I've said it a couple of times, we have to synchronize in order to synergize. I teach people primarily how to build appreciation and respect and trust. And I like acronyms because I make it easier to remember. ART, it's an art. Synergy is an art. Appreciation and respect and trust. Appreciation means you genuinely value people for who they are. That's appreciating. It's being grateful for something that you know is of value. Take a little inventory. Who in your life do you genuinely value and feel grateful to have in your life? Do they know that? Yeah, you know what? I like to do surveys. I like to call in when it says, hey, you want to tell us how we're doing? And they have the 800 number. I like to tell companies, you know what? This person that you have working for you, they are making your company better. Sure, I'll complain if they're bad enough. But if they do a good job and I tell the company and I even tell them personally to their face, I say, look, you've done an amazing job and I'm grateful for having you in this situation. That has changed their entire constitution, their emotional condition, and their mental outlook, and their physical performance is going to improve. Yeah, appreciation. Then respect, being able to say, I give you that honor and the dignity that you deserve in the form of my good behavior. I'm going to behave myself around you. That has gone out the window again because of technology. Ask yourself, who do you truly, genuinely feel honor and dignity and care enough about that to say, I'm going to give you the consideration to modify my behavior. I'm going to give you the good quality attention that you deserve because I do think you are worth it. Yeah, that's part of appreciation, but respect is about behaving in a dignified way. Then trust. What is trust about? It's about surrender. That's tough because trust is about saying, I believe that your intentions are good and your motives are good and your ability. Wow, they're all going to be very, very high performing. So I can let go of my power and surrender it in this situation and believe, know, genuinely believe and know in my heart that you're going to do a good job. Okay, how many people are just very defensive and they're very suspicious and they're very afraid of the people in their life? Not necessarily that they're bad people, sometimes that they're ignorant or indifferent or they're impotent or they're incompetent. You can be a good person and still struggle with any one of those four eyes. When we have appreciation and respect and trust for and with the people in our life, yeah, that's actually going to make them better because they can pick up on that energy and synchronize with you and synergize with you. Okay, that's important. Then you actually can stop and think about what is it that you do with the people in your life? And what are your gifts and talents and strengths and abilities that you can say to other people, yeah, I have something that I can offer you in this situation, and I'm going to be direct with you about it, and I'm going to suggest, right? Something, but let's communicate. Whoa, okay, wait a minute. So, when I became a relationship coach, because I taught people how to get together and stay together, I even have clients, for example, a 76-year-old man who lives with his 30-year-old son and says, yes, I love my son. I just want to kill him. So, please help me with someone that I love. I just can't be around. Yeah. You have to get to know people, the people in your life. And again, the reason I like Spanish more than English, because in Spanish, the word know, when you're talking about to know a person, that's different than knowing factual information. Go ahead and give me a call if you have a question, 888-627-6008, or you can email me. The power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. I think I just got a notification. Okay. Nope. That was not a caller. Okay. So when we know who we are with and we can actually say, I appreciate you and I respect you and I trust you, that means you can be honest with them. Now, that is the only way to truly forge a lasting relationship with someone because it's going to be the foundation for everything you do in synchronicity with that person to be able to say, okay, you know what? We got to take a step out. We got to take a step back. Let's figure out where we are individually so that we can become very good, high quality when we come together. When my ballet teacher, I think, again, I'm not really sure the age, but I know I was under 10 years old and she referred to dancing as a discipline. The only thing I knew discipline at my young age to mean was punishment. And usually that meant corporal punishment. It meant being hard. It meant being hurt. It meant being suffering. And she said, no, discipline is training and it's mastery. I thought, ooh, I like the word master. It means that when you have to move your body all over the place, you have to stay centered. Get yourself centered. That means the line from your head to the core of your stomach, all the way down to the tip of your toe, is straight. That means you have to know how to distribute your weight and maintain the distribution of your focus, not just your physical body. Okay. And there were times when she would literally say to one of us, because we had to practice in a group, sometimes we would go three at a time, sometimes we would go five at a time, sometimes it'd be the whole class. She would actually say to a person, get out of the group and go recenter. Then you can come back. And sometimes we would have to literally feel our body and figure out how to get balanced again. Balance is around you, centered is inside. Let's figure out how to get ourselves in high quality before we come back to the group, because again, we affect everybody. Again, the number is 888-627-6008 if you want to give a call, or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. This is the power of synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. As a relationship coach, I specialize not just in helping people define where they want to go in their life, but coming together with the people in their life to make that happen. I'm going to try really hard not to get too emotional over this, but the security guards over at the shelter right now, they're amazing. I told them the stories about what happened 4 years ago, the first time I came around. I told them about the companies. I told them about the employees of those companies. And they even said to me, "Wow, no, they are horrible companies and they are very, very bad employees. And we're so glad that we're here taking care of the residents in the way that they deserve to be taken care of." You know what? Appreciation and respect and trust, it goes a very long way. Everything in that facility is better now. I think that it's the staff that supports the security, and sometimes I think it's the security that protects the staff. But it's symbiotic. What's the source of the cause of the effect? Which one comes first? You know what? There's no way to know when you've got good synchronicity and you've got good synergy. And I literally was talking to the residents this morning about what was going on between two of the women. That was unacceptable. And when one of the residents was being mistreated by two of the other ones, three of us got together and said, "No, we are going to stand up for you and we are going to talk to the employees." And the employees immediately took action and they addressed the issue and they resolved it. The topic, the issue, the problem, the source of the cause of the effect, not just a situation. Why did it happen? Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. Wow, when we know what's going on and we know the people and we trust the people because we understand them and we can be honest with them. My father used to say to me, "You know what? If you lie to strangers, you're going to miss out on opportunities. If you lie to your friends and family, you're going to die alone. If you lie to yourself, you start believing your own lies, you've got absolutely no one left because you start believing your own lies. But you know what? If you really are honest with yourself and you can be honest with people, all you have to do is be appreciative. You have to be respectful. You have to be considerate. There's a lot of different ways you can say the exact same thing. If you go to a person and you say, 'I want to talk to you about what's going on, and I trust you, and I appreciate you, and I respect you,' yeah, people will say, 'Thank you. I want to get together with you. Let's figure out how we can come to amicable terms,' right? Something that we're both very, very content with, that we're satisfied with, and do it in a way that doesn't hurt either one of us. When I talk to people about their personalities, I can use it. The first way that I like to use it in my career was if someone said to me, 'How do you get to Los Angeles?' Well, I would say, 'Are you coming from Seattle or from Houston?' Because those are kind of different directions. Okay. But then the next question I asked was, 'Are you flying or are you driving?' Or maybe you're walking. Obviously, I would give you completely different advice based on how you move through life. When you can say to people, 'This is what I'm naturally really good at, and this is what I have a hard time with. Do you want to work with me to help me in some way?' They can say, 'Yeah, I'll give you the endurance or the encouragement, the support that you need, the facilitation.' If you know what the person is and what they're good at, then you can go to them for what they have the resource to afford you, to provide for you. Yeah, when you get together with the people that are authority figures and you say, 'This is what I need, this is who I am, and this is what and how and why I need it,' the worst case scenario, they can say, 'I'm sorry, I can't.' But they might even be able to refer you to someone who can say, 'Actually, that's my area of expertise, that's my forte.' And another thing I told a client this week was, you have a dominant function, you have an ability that as an airplane or as a car or as a bicycle, you have different advantages, you have different resources, different equipment to do th different things in different ways. You know what? Don't ask a car to fly, okay? And don't tell an airplane to take the freeway. It's just not conducive. But then I realized as I was doing my book about personalities, you know what makes more sense even as body parts? Okay, so there's a brain and there's a heart, there's a muscle and there's a bone. Okay, please don't ask a heart to do math, and please don't ask a brain to lift 500 pounds. You got to make sure you're going to the right people for the right things, because then what you're saying to them is the world is a better place because of who you are. Do you know that there's more joy in giving than in receiving? And if you tell someone what you've just given me, out of the sincere generosity of your heart in good quality, because that's your genuine nature, you have made the world a better place. That has made their life higher quality. When you know who you're with, you take the time to get to know them and you say, you know what? You happen to be a bone. I'm not going to ask you to soften up. I like that you're firm and you're stable and you're strong. When I need that in my life, I'm going to come to you because I know you are an amazing person. Wow. Okay. Now let's think about that. As I've been helping people out in the shelter, I love to see how high quality they have become in their confidence, in their contentment, in their ability and performance. Yeah, but in their connection. Okay. So we're going to take one last break real quick. If you want to call in 888-627-6008, or the Power of Synergy listeners at gmail.com. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. Started out 22 years ago as a life coach because I wanted people to succeed in the game of life. And I slowly realized, you know what? It's about relationships. It could be professional, it could be personal, it could be family, it could be marriage. Yeah, when we come together and we create power with our emotional energy, with our physical strength, with our mental focus, we're going to make the world a better or a worse place because there's no neutral energy. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but indifference, not caring, that's negative energy. Because as humans, we do care. We naturally do care. We're loving and we're generous and we're hopeful and we're optimistic. We actually have to do work to disconnect from ourselves, to turn ourselves off, and then to convince ourselves that we do not care. We've actually removed a part of our heart, and that's very bad for us and the people around us. Now, working at these shelters for the last couple years, I've been going back and forth from Seattle, Washington, where I live, to Phoenix, Arizona, to a shelter called Central Arizona Shelter Services, CAS. And they have a few different community resources in that Lodestar Day Resource Center for the residents. They're actually getting things going for the people, and the quality of their products and services are better. And the opportunities for the homeless to actually improve their lives have been better. So I have three books now that I'm extending to the residents. One is the Life Coaching Workbook that you can get on my website at www.life-synergy-coaching.com. And then there's the embrace your nature, which is about the personality. When we have the personality awareness, then we can take any advice that we have and put it into the language of what works best for us. Like, for example, the coaching workbook, if you know yourself very well, then you can apply everything in that book to you as an individual. But I also have been writing, because people are real interested in relationships. I didn't know marriage was actually coming around again. A book about marriage. It's called Till Death Do Us Part. Now, I've already given one to a resident there. It's on my website again, the www.life-synergy-coaching.com. You can go ahead and purchase those things for yourself on my website. But I also have a campaign, a GoFundMe campaign. It's called Empower Homeless with Coaching Access. Okay, so what I'd like for my listeners and for my connections on LinkedIn, I'm going to let them know about this. What I'd like them to do is to make a donation, because in Phoenix, you cannot print things at the library for free. I can do that in Seattle in the King County Library. You can have up to 70 pages a week. So all I have to do is email things to them and they can print it out themselves. Well, here it's 20 cents a page. That's the cheap stuff at the library. If you go to Office Max or Office Depot, you're gonna have to pay 25 to 40 cents a page. And look, these are 30,000 word books. So if you would be willing to make a donation to the Empower Homeless with Coaching Access campaign, I would really appreciate it, because what I'm going to be doing is here we go, let me check the dates. I give the individual coaching to the residents, but I'm also teaching two classes at the libraries, one on October 2nd and one on October 7th. So because there's a limit of space to how many people can go into the facilities, and since it is free for them, that's why the library is letting me do it. I would like to be able to have the books for them, the physical books, because yeah, you know what, some people don't want to read it on their cell phone or their laptop or their tablet. Paper and pen, that works too. And when I give these residents coaching sessions, I usually do it in the library. Sometimes they're actually fine with me doing it in the dorms of the I can't even think of the palabra in Espanol, of the shelter. Yes. When they have those things in their hands, they feel just more confident with it. So again, when we're talking about the life coaching workbook or embrace your nature or till death do us part, in life, there's always going to be something that we could get a little bit more practical help with. But when I have a class and it's interactive, they can ask me questions as a group. I have up to 2 hours reserved in these different facilities, again, because it's free. So it's very relaxed. It's a very laid back environment. And when I have the residents actually say that they might want to tell their story on the show, you know what? I don't know if you ever noticed this, but I don't have guests on my show and I don't put commercials on, because I don't necessarily want to promote companies. I want this just to be about the information, the free information that I'm giving my listeners. But I might actually give some of these stories. If you're interested in hearing some of these stories, then yeah, go ahead and again shoot me an email at the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. Okay, I just got another. Okay. Okay. So yes, you can send me a question or an opinion, because weekly sometimes I'll post a poll question on LinkedIn. So if you want to go ahead and give me your feedback about that, I would be more than willing to listen to my audience of what's of interest to them. Thank you so much for listening to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. And you know what? Life coaching. Yeah, relationship coaching. It's about knowing how to score in the game of life. That means you have to have strategy. It means you need equipment. But you know what? You might not be mentally ill and you might not need pharmaceutical intervention. If you're doing what is the most organic thing for your personality, you might actually be a lot healthier and a lot happier than you've ever known. Go ahead and check out my website again, www.life-synergy-coaching.com. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. We'll see you next week. This is Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. We'll see you next time.